Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Cherry.
And Trainer Cherry.
And it's already Wednesday night, and time flies. Welcome to the Cosmic Cult Radio Show. We're going to start by kind of refreshing your memory a little bit. To those of you who heard the show last week, I gave the date of December 23rd, the 24th, and 25th. Of course, I was preparing you for the serious drama, murderer, natural disaster, and God have mercy, was I right again? And I have to remind you still to be cautious on the next set of dates, which is December 27, 28, and 29, which were also mentioned last week. So I hope you have time to write down those dates, and as always, be cautious. We are aiming towards a full moon in Cancer. This is the beginning or ending of important phases of life, and that is the same type of moon, full moon in Cancer, that produced the tsunami in Asia, where I was supposed to go on Christmas Day on a fishing trip with my friend, and I decided not to go. And I was supposed to be on the very beach, Phuket in Thailand with my friend Owen. In other words, I should be dead. But because I applied my wisdom, we decided not to go. And I upset my friend, but because that was the only time he was going to be off for Christmas. But he's so glad that I insisted on not going. All right, now, sad enough, added to yet another Scorpius tragedy in Connecticut with those kids, 20 kids being killed, and now in New York with so many children that lost their life. And now our heart goes to the family of yet another crazy lunatic. His name is William Spengler, who killed two firemen and signed two others in the hospital in critical condition. You know, the fact of the matter is this crazy guy a few years ago killed his 93-year-old grandmother with a hammer. He spent some time in jail. Then the legal hyena, with your tax dollars, saved his butt and put him on parole. And next thing you know, he goes on a rampage. And when this happened, as always, I looked at the stars, and he was right into an unlucky window date, knowing the moon was waning. This guy was 62, in other words, the same age as me. He was born with an Aries dragon's head. And that makes him very aggressive, violent, competitive. If he doesn't have any cosmic consciousness, and he hasn't obviously been trained by his parents and by the school and by science to control his temper, and next thing you know, he fell on his tail, which is Libra, and Libra rules the law, and voila. Yeah. The good news in all that is that he swallowed a bullet, so he doesn't have to kill anyone else. But the fact of the matter, for those of you who are, following my work, in a newsletter titled Scorpius Dragon Has Arrived, I explain this deadly phenomenon. And it is not only afflicting the U.S., but the entire world. I mean, if you read the news yesterday, a gunman killed 6 people in Nigeria in a church attack. 11 school kids died in a crash, and another crazy man killed 20 kids in China. I mean, when I wrote this dragon is aiming for your kids, I guess I was right, people. So please be aware. If you're a newcomer, take the time to go to my website. Take the time to read the newsletters, or better yet, become a cosmic cutter so I can warn you of those nasty dragon windows that will be coming up in 2013, because that's it. I ain't going to write any more for the public for free.
Okay. I got a little story here I'd like to get going. Imagine that one day or night, you get a knock at your door, or the doorbell rings, and this person on the other side is obviously someone you know, okay? So you open the door, and you only find this little somebody right there in front of you. But at the same time, it seems as if they have something under their sleeve, a Okay, of course you're already looking a bit disappointed already, I'm sure. Well, what is it that happens? Apparently, this isn't a surprisingly wonderful courtesy call, and you may feel some kind of inconvenience, something you may have never felt around this person before. Or maybe you have had some doubts every now and then. But all of a sudden, it appears that the suspense is becoming your worst nightmare. Whoever it is, could be your brother, this person could be your sister, this person could be your husband, wife, your child, there could be another John Jane Q of the public. And out of the blue, operating in extreme anger. Say you don't have any form of protection at hand during that moment. Well, you may scramble to the other side of wherever it is you are. You might shut and lock your door, and the person may be strong enough to break through the hinges and chase you away anyway. You might anger yourself into some kind of bodily position, and this person will get you anyway. Maybe he or she doesn't kill you yet, but instead beats on you a little bit before deciding to walk away just as fast as they hurtled upon you. Now, while we know why this might happen and why these types of things are happening, many people will ask or wonder how someone could let this happen. Okay? The other scheme. You could be asleep. The end. Just like Adam Lanza's last week Newtown killer who shot his mother multiple times in the head as she slept in her bed. Now, there's no end appearance on the battlegrounds of America's physical and mental wellness issues. They're fighting for their children's ability and limitation every day. And indeed, it is definitely a dangerous position, as you may be looking after an unstable person or just plain and simple. There's many mothers and fathers out there who are off balance even to be raising any kids in the first place. Okay, so there's so many people who are thinking in quantum, too many neuroscience readers, even the neuroscientists, psychologists, law enforcement agencies, they're still longing for the answers of one's thinking process. And this is how we bring the world to its own demise, by trying to fix the physical welfare of any children with dangerous chemicals whenever it's only going to numb a genius mind into a form of permanent zombie comatose state. Now, this is where we may have the zombie accomplice. What do you think about that, Lou?
Well, first of all, I have told many of our readers that we are not going to have any kids. First of all, this world is much too unsafe. And I'm not going to take a chance to bring a child in this crazy world, even though that he would have probably the best parent in the world in terms of being raised spiritually and not grow up like a crook tree and kill people when you grow up. I'm still not going to take any chance. I mean, look, first of all, this country, the fact of the matter, the parents and the kids are completely medicated. And it's lucky, and it is very lucky, if a child is born nowadays free of autism. This is just so freaking insane. Now then you have all these television dysfunctional shows. You got aggressive war game for kids. You have all sorts of things for those children to amuse themselves. But where is the control? Where is the spiritual food? Where is the option for those children to get some sense when the parents themselves don't have it? So we are a minority, and certainly not going to have any kids.
Okay, so do we know whether Nancy Lanza ever thought that her own son was going to hurt her?
Well, she was very protective, very, very protective of a child, obviously. And I teach everybody, all my students, where Pluto is located in your chart, your UCI, death, drama, the police will enter your life. And in her case, Pluto was in the first house, which means on herself. So there is no doubt of the horrific outcome, knowing that the planet of death is in the first house. Now, I also teach all my students that Virgo, because she was born in September, they're all prone to end life in a violent death, especially to the head, okay? And while there is a thousand ways to die, I predicted the violent death, the suicidal violent death, or another Virgo friend called Larry. And he actually committed suicide twice, and I know no people going to believe this. Nobody will believe that Larry died twice, but he did. And if you think this is impossible, simply read all the detail in No One Should Have to Suffer Suicide newsletter, okay? In the Dragon Newsletter Archive. Go to drcherry.com, look for that little banner saying Dragon Newsletter Archive, and locate No One Should Have to Suffer Suicide. And then you have to realize that physically and spiritually, no man is born equal. And my gift in prediction is definitely an algorithm. So read all the detail if you don't believe you can actually commit suicide twice, because I predicted it. That's me to know and you to find out. Of course, you have to go there and do your homework. Now, as far as Neptune, Neptune was drugs, alcohol, religion, deception, and it is found influencing the third house, which is the critical thinking, the mind of Nancy Lanza. And this suggests a very serious need to escape reality, either with religion or using any possible means, including, of course, drinking, pot, legal or illegal drugs. So, in fact, those souls are a very easy target for the conspiracy and religious talking head, as I call them. So, knowing that Neptune is in the mind already, there is absolutely no doubt that she was either taking drug, antidepressant, or drinking a little bit too much. That her mind was not clear, put it this way.
So she knew she had an unstable child, but the broadcasts say Adam had Asperger's syndrome and a personality disorder. You know, he wasn't known to be violent in the public.
That's right. This is insane. I mean, look, they don't know nothing. That's why they are bringing guns, more guns in college and university, and more technology, turning those schools, college, university into super, super guarded jails. No, we approached that last week. They do not know what the hell's going on with those children's psyche, because they all have lost the spirit. This is how it works. Now, in her case, there is a planet called Saturn. Saturn regulates fear, okay? Fear, and it's a very cold planet, and guess what? It is located right into the fifth house of Adam's mother. The fifth house is a house of love, of romance, and children. The connection between her and her son is frozen to death by the planet Saturn. So that makes her not available, maybe because Neptune is in the mind religion, or Jesus was available to her, but Adam was not available to her mother with this type of energy affecting the fifth house of love and romance. You know, the freezing Capricorn energy doubled its power in its own sign and totally and completely froze the emotional connection with a child. That is a fact. And again, science could learn so much by using the expertise, the therapeutic values found in astropsychology. But hey, what do I know? Like, everything is sort of science wisdom. Now, those aspects and the planets positioned by house and sign speaks of the real psychical nature of Mrs. Lanza, who never taught how to deal with her own self, or understanding the lack of feeling a connection with her own child. Now, what happened is that she was slowly turning Adam into a same cold monster, because she was dedicated to God or Jesus. Okay, that's what the paperwork was saying in the news, but she was not available emotionally to him. And that is the beginning of the end. And that's why he killed her at home, where the tail of the dragon of Adam resides.
Yes, Nancy was just a big portion of the disturbing representation of mothers and fathers out there who have been executed by their own children.
Well, there is no grounding. There is, you know, a child has to digest 2,000 years of human evolution. And again, if you give them only logic, science, mathematics, history, it is important. As I always mention in my newsletter, it's so very important, because that is what's going to give them a good career. But who the hell care more than a child of himself? Who am I? At 13, 14, 15, where they're in a pack of emotion, all they want to know is who they are and who is giving them that food. Nobody. Not a mother, not a teacher, not a schoolmaster, not a psychologist, because they haven't been educated in metaphysics or the values of the spirit. Okay. Now, another thing which is important, the media mentioned that Nancy was also attracted to firearms. And with Mars, the planet Mars regulates weaponry. Mars is called in Greek mythology the lord of war. And with Mars in the sign of Gemini that rules the hand or the arms, there's no doubt that she would be attracted in handling firearms. Gemini is the hand, Mars is firearms. And you know, we're talking about energy here. We're not talking about rational, logical explanation. Even though that if you have an understanding of astral psychology, it all comes down to the energy that talks volumes and reality. But if you don't have the understanding of the dynamics of the housing system, the planet and the sign, and you've never been taught, well, you will never understand that somebody born with Mars in Gemini would be attracted to speed, to firearms, and danger, that these are the people that would break their arms, that would break their fingers, that would drive too fast, like the DUI, especially with Neptune in the mind, like she earned. Meantime, I'm convinced that Adam, who was born in April, again, remember, Adam was born in April under the Martian energy. April is regimented by the sign of Aries. The love of war, again, controls the sign of Aries. He was the one who had the idea, maybe, of handling and having fun with guns. You know, there is no accident, remember? There is only cosmic circumstances that are unknown and unheeded by science in 99.09% of this world. Now, on December the 15th, December the 15th, I actually divulged his UCI, his chart, his fate, in a newsletter titled Why Adam Killed Children. Let me tell you why. I also mentioned before the news that he had an interest in the army. And yes, and a few days ago, I think that was on the 23rd, the news validated my work and reported that Adam Lanza was fascinated by the military. My gosh, why would you bother the neighbor? Why would you bother anybody when you can get a good glimpse of the values of someone's psyche, his attraction, his strength, his weakness, his shortcoming, by looking at the signs? For God's sake, this is why God created the stars and the heavens, to be used as signs, so that you may lead a safer and more productive life. So we got a lot of work to do, Tarania, honey, here. We got a lot of work to do to make science aware of that, what cannot be seen and touched, as I mean, doesn't exist, okay? And to make them aware that bringing more guns and more security to college and universities is not going to fix the problem, because, again, it's a matter of time before one of the children they have created in the name of their stupid ignorance start to kill other people again.
Okay, I'm listening to all of this, what you're saying, and I'm taking a tally from various reports. It's saying killers of parents or other close relatives, 13% of U.S. family crimes in 2008 are up from 9.7%, which was in 1980, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, about half of these killings involve kids killing their mothers and or kids killing their fathers. Well, what about kids killing other kids as well? Okay, the usual perpetrators, according to analysts, are adult sons who are unwell in the mind and don't have jobs. Yes, but scientists are saying that almost 50 out of 50 of them are all 24 years old or younger. The emotional intelligence is still growing. Now, Adam Lanza was 20, but you're saying look at the signs, notice the signs are there. But what goes at a great extent as not in the records are all of the mothers out there who are actually living in total fear of their children. Now, this is maybe why Nancy did feel in need of having weapons around her, but at the same time, why didn't she lock them up away from a son whom she did fear?
Well, again, The way I see it, all the killers of the past, all the killers of the future, once upon a time, were as innocent as the 20 kids that Adam killed. Okay? Even Adam Lanza, once upon a time, was an innocent child. And you're not going to take it away from me. I don't care what science is saying. I don't care of the numbers they use. I don't care if they assume for the next 20, 30, 50 years from now, they will never, ever own the keys of what it means to be human, because they are looking down to the physical manifestation of the mind when it is the result of what they have created, because they do not offer the spiritual food that these children need to grow up healthy. As I said last week, children are like a tree. They need the sun, they need water, they need good dirt to grow. If you don't give them the light, they're going to grow crooked or they're going to die. Why would you try to fix the problems at the end? This is the end result. And that's not where you fix it. You don't try to fix the kids of those, the head of those kids. They're already gone. They are crazy. This is what science and education has produced. This is the end result. Monsters. Now, after puberty, they are becoming much more sensitive to the cosmic code. But when you have an old guy, which is my age, he managed for years to control himself, even though that he already killed his grandmother with a hammer. That tells you this type of guy should never, ever come out of jail, because it is too crooked. It's too putrefied. The spirit is totally degenerated. And he enjoyed his own evil, his own ignorance. The monster enjoyed killing other people. This is what he said on his note. So,
yeah, I remember that.
It is the very end result of what science and what the educational system is producing. So every mother right now listening to this show should be scared the hell of their children, because as innocent and beautiful as he is, who knows what's going to happen to this child when he grows up. Okay, if he happens to have the tail of the dragon in Libra, he's not going to be lucky with the law to start with. If he's part of the death generation with the tail of the dragon in Scorpio, he already wants to kill. Nobody is there to guide them, to coach them, to make them understand the power that is inside of them and how to control it before the power itself turn them into freaking robots, monsters, and killing machines. What is it that science does not understand? The point of the matter, the fact of the matter, they have lost their freaking spirit, and we are paying the price by watching our kids destroying each other's. Now, to answer you to right now, the core of the explanation, of the reason why she felt the need of having weapons around her, okay, could be anything. It could be the fear of a child, or a hidden dragon. She has a hidden dragon in Aries also. Maybe she was expecting the end of the world. Maybe she listens too much to David Icke, apocalyptic stuff. Maybe she's one of the prepper. You know, with Neptune in the mind, these people are very, very susceptible to let their wild imagination get out of order. And they become the target of all those talking heads who don't have cosmic consciousness and use people's fear to make a living. My gosh. Now, this is why maybe all my readers and all my listeners will finally realize and understand why listening to any apocalyptic or conspiracy lunatic poisoning material feeding evil is not appropriate for certain souls cursed with a Pisces dragon tail. In her case, she had the Pisces energy in the mind with Neptune in the third house, and she was born with a Pisces dragon tail. And of course, the way to escape reality is either a choice between religion or alcohol or both. And in her case, it is both. I can guarantee you that, because the stars don't lie. Now, this is the most delicate, the most sensitive position for the dragon's tail to be, because now the soul inherited an extreme dose of uncontrolled imagination where there is absolutely no critical thinking available. This makes them, again, supremely vulnerable to any and all form of suggestions. Target for religion. This is why these are the type of people I will never hypnotize. Or if I do so, I have to regress them very, very carefully and making sure there is no bad aspect to other planets and Neptune. But what do traditionally educated psychologists, hypnotherapists know about the 12 specific difference of consciousness and the level that is involving the level of danger that is involving regressing such a people? Now, by birth, Nancy lacks total grounding, period. She's Pisces tail. But when you apply the Pisces tail constructively and start to swim upstream, then the imagination becomes a gift, and that produces refined artists in the field of painting, music, photography, dancing, acting, etc. In fact, I am a Pisces. Michelangelo is a Pisces, was a Pisces. Einstein is a Pisces. Okay? Now, if you are this way, if you like music, dancing, spirituality, or you want to get a kick with pot or drinking, then you're swimming downstream. But you can easily go the other way and gain from the positive manifestation of the Neptune location in your chart. And again, if you're already in jail, if you're a pothead, a drunk, or a drug addict, a priest, a televangelist, like Joel Osteen, which is also a Pisces Neptunian, then you know where you're at. Okay? The people that are born with a strong Pisces, afflicting the moon or the dragon, the nettle or the hidden dragon, can be manifested either positively, and that would be Einstein, Dr. Turing, again, as I said earlier, Michelangelo, Elizabeth Taylor, George Washington, all these famous Pisces artists, or negatively, like Osama bin Laden, who swam all the way down to hell in his fanatical religious convictions. But the education of the spirit, all that I'm saying to you, to the adults, is wonderful, it's beautiful. It's your children that needs it. It's not you. Even though that you need the regeneration principle, it is not crucial because you have adapted to the speed of this world. Realize those children have just a few years to digest 2,000 years of human evolution. It's speeding too fast. The technology, the internet, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, my gosh, their head is exploding. You need to give them the spiritual food, not just the physical food. Again, I have to repeat myself, and if I sound redundant, I'm sorry, but if you constantly eat the wrong foods, or eat only one kind of food, your body is going to suffer. Your spirit, the spirits of your children, are completely starved for real spiritual, metaphysical material, not religion, because religion talks about hell. You're feeding evil again. They need to know who they are, where they come from. They need to know that somebody knows how they feel inside. And the teacher, the psychologist, the schoolmaster, all the experts have no clue of what it means to be a child. And doing it because they are from a different generation themselves, they don't need the same type of foods that those children need nowadays. So if you do not understand me, if you don't back me up, well, we're going to have a hell of a lot of kids being killed because the dragon is aiming for those children.
Now, as we know, there's no good without a bad. There's no day without the night. There's no black without white. We know this. But there's still so many professors of criminology around the world at the universities out there. There's all these psychologists, there's all these doctors. But one in particular, her name's Kathleen Hyde from South Florida, she wrote a book, Understanding Parricide, When Sons and Daughters Kill Parents. But she says most often that when people kill their mothers, they're sick and untreated.
Oh,
that's
God.
What she says, sick and untreated.
All right, okay, so what... Patricia, what's her name, you say?
Kathleen Hyde.
Okay. What this... Oh, my gosh. This is where I really get emotional and really pissed off. What the hell does she know about the spirit of those children? when she has herself not the single drop of cosmic consciousness, and then what she wants to do as an educated psychologist from an accredited school is to over-medicate this child and turn it into a zombie, or turn it faster into a killer in 2, 3, 4, 10 years down the line. You know, this guy that killed those two firemen today? Man, if this guy was not a drunk or was not on antidepressant or drugs, then my name is no Dr. Cheering. And if Adam Lanza did not take some of the drugs or the drinks that the mother had around her because she's a Pisces tail, my name is no Dr. Cheering. You see, but the media won't tell you these things. They're going to tell you only things that you can relate to because they want to protect the integrity of the people that are gone already. God knows what excuse they have. But when it comes to Dr. Cherie, man, if you want to hear the truth, you find the right man. Now, those kids are wrongly initiated. They are not educated in the spirit. We already have approached that. I already made you aware that it's important to educate, to give them the physical foods, the physical intellectual food is a must so that they become successful with a good career and make good money, okay?
Yeah.
But in the spiritual food, religion don't carry it. They need the fact. They are not stupid. They are not like their parents of different generation. They need the fact. Only the fact will make sense. And there is no teacher out there because the education is totally controlled, that has the correct information, okay?
So how do you get past that parent out there who's got the celestial placement already in a fixed position that makes them so stubborn and they will not do that for their child?
Well,
Nancy had a Pisces moon.
And she has a Pisces tail and a Pisces moon. I mean, this is the worst position for the moon. You know, the moon regulates the emotional response to life, okay? So born with the moon in Pisces, this also show a very strong altruistic, even devoted, but delusive religious personality, which is totally committed to others, okay? In fact, I think the name is, Luis Tabasio. That was Nancy Lanza's friend. She said that she worked in charity for people with AIDS, and she said she was extremely generous. She also said that Nancy Lanza, she took a checkbook out to write checks to anyone that had problems. Only a Pisces moon and a Pisces star with no grounding will do this. Only a Pisces moon and a Pisces tail. Imagine the incredible amount of information traditional psychology, neuroscience would have if they were listening and mastering astropsychology. There would be so many answers in the understanding of the working of the human psyche. But again, what do I know? Who is Dr. Terry? What is UCI? This is all nonsense. Meantime, all they have is those freaking drugs to medicate more and more of your children and turn them faster into terrible monsters. Now, there's another guy here. His name is Paul Jennings Hills. I'm sure you heard of this guy. He's a convicted killer because I think he killed a doctor in an abortion clinic or something like that. This guy was born in 1954. He also had the moon in Pisces. This indicates a very strong moral religious code leading those born with the moon in Pisces to horrible acts in the name of God, in the name of their religion. These are the inbred terrorists surrounding himself with bombs and killing a bunch of people. Remember, Pisces was hospital, mental institution, asylum, church, prison, confinement place, drugs, alcohol, the Middle East. And it clearly indicates how, where, and why the soul has to endure such an horrible penitence in jail, because Pisces will jail, it attract jail. Pisces with alcohol and drugs, it attract drugs and alcohol. Pisces with religion, it attract religion, like Aries attracts guns. And both Adam and both his mother, Adam was an Aries, born in the month of April in Aries, and her mother had a hidden tail in Aries, and worst of all, the tail in Pisces. So I repeat myself on the more positive note. If you're a Pisces like me, swimming upstream is like a salmon that must lead himself all the way up towards the feet of God, towards the real light of spiritual freedom. Now, children born with this moon position must be emancipated from any and all form of fears and religious dogma, because now you have the religious poisoning lunatic that will kill you, a doctor at his clinic because he performs abortion. Do you think it's an accident for Paul Jennings to be born with the moon in Pisces and to be a religious lunatic? He was born with the tail of the dragon in Cancer. In other words, in his past life, he was a woman. Cancer was home, family and children, and the womb of the mother. He was born with the tail of the dragon in the sign of Cancer, and you wonder why, as a woman, he went all the way and killed a doctor at an abortion clinic? Why? Imagine what the police, the educational field, the psychological field, the neuroscientific field can learn, and if they could understand me instead of thinking I'm a lunatic. Now, if you have a negative moon in Pisces, well, you're going to end up your life in a jail, in a mental institution, or God knows what, suicide. But it's a signature, a very, very serious signature, where Pisces is in your chart, you have no grounding, and you will give your money away, and you will do anything because you have no grounding. You're all in the heart, you're all in the emotion, and you have no critical thinking, period.
Yeah, it's the positive Pisces that end their lives close to the ocean, where they can provide their well-needed spiritual support, right, Lou?
Yeah.
And appreciate the colors of the sunset.
And that's why I want to go with you to Florida and quit all that. You know, in 2 years I'm going to be retiring. Maybe I retire earlier and I take you to Florida, to the Keys over there, and then forget about all this, because, you know, it's taking a toll on me, because I know I have something, and I'm constantly asking my listeners and the people that support me to help me, and nobody's doing anything, and I'm going insane with all that.
Okay, so we're getting to that. But
if I can help anybody, we might as well quit.
Well, hold on. So psychological physical aid has been reduced portions of profit. It is now moms and even in some cases the fathers who become the advocates. They're the ones in charge. They're acting as the regular notice to these children. If you're that parent's parents, you are the ones in charge. And you're the ones telling these kids they're not together. The parents are the role model. Okay? For the most part, while the moms have a difficult time to keep their kids so safe, it is while suffering an emotional disorder that the kids many times are offended by their parents. Though, okay, many only agree that this does become specifically discerning without treatment, but it is actually the lack of spiritual support at an early age. How can a parent teach the kids the right information when even they themselves haven't been taught it when they were growing up, or could care less now and only look to the Bible?
Well, you know what? I like that track. Like, you know, if you're raised by ignorance and fear, chances are you're going to follow the path of ignorance and fear, and that's going to bring a penalty, because you're going against the rules of the divine. Now, again, remember, let me, I don't know how many people have heard of Eminem. Who is Eminem, Tarani? Explain, maybe you got a better idea of how to explain who Eminem is.
Okay, well, Eminem is hip-hop star's Elvis, and he is, you know, he can be compared to the many, even in our trendy, well-known diplomacy. So he wrote, like, I think a song. It was a song called Kill You, criticizing his mother for the defective elements in his life that he blamed her for.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at this chart. Guess what? Eminem was born with the tail of the dragon in Cancer. Okay? He has the same dragon's tail than Paul Jennings and Adam Lanza. Is that an accident for all this people to be stuck on the tail over emotional dragon in Cancer. But what you have to remember that even though that Adam Cancer Dragon Stern was extremely sensitive and very emotional, you can't take away the extraordinarily logical Capricorn dragon that was repressed endlessly with his mother imaginative fear and religious belief. The fact of the matter, that's why he planned everything to the T and was able to kill so many people. He used his Capricorn planning power, okay, to actually do the killing. But again, the way I see it is the most elusive, deceptive Neptunian Pisces dragon stare of his mother suffocated Adam's psyche, who had no way to understand his mother and born a dementia, oppressing him endlessly at home, either with religion, with complaining, with fears. He, when you have the head of the dragon in Capricorn, you're born a scientist. You're born logical. You're born rational. So he could not understand the constant complaining of a Pisces tale, the religious fear, the unfounded fears that his mother had. So he thought, okay, well, let me put her out of her misery. So let me call her first, especially when the tail of the dragon in Cancer is in the home area. And then when, worst of all, it's just a matter of time. It's like a clock. It's like a clock. If everything comes together, let's say, on that specific day when he did the killing, he was under a very unlucky dragon date. The moon was in the Scorpio's deadly sign, okay? So all the elements, the cosmic elements, was there. And Adam just exploded. It just exploded. He did not have the grounding. He could not understand his mother. He could not understand himself, okay? And he just lost it. Had someone at the very beginning made him aware of who his mother was and who he was, he could have applied his will, which is much stronger than the planet, than the dragon. The part of God is stronger than those planets. And by applying his will and realizing the strength and the weakness he and his mother was born with, he would not have committed the horrible act. Adam was far from being stupid. He was born with a dragon head in Capricorn. He was very quiet. He was trying to make sense to the world around him. He was trying to make sense to his mother's world. He sought being totally insane, literally. This is why his friend Dias said, I would call him a genius. Dias, his little friend, knew Adam very well. He was with him all the time. He knew he was quiet. And for him to say for this monster that he was a genius, again reinforced the values of what a Capricorn planning dragon's head is all about. The energy of a Capricorn dragon's head mingling with an insane, a demented Pisces tail is a serious conflict. And this is why you have problems at home between the mother, the father, and their child, and so forth. It's just a bunch of ignorance promoting ignorance to a higher level. And then you have all this talking head on the media, on television, and all these doctors and all these experts not listening to the fact that I'm exposing all my listeners and all my readers about something they will never know. That's why it's so important to give me the voice. Adam had no way of getting the highly spiritual food he needed to auto-analyze himself and his mother. And the cosmic and conscious teachers, psychologist, schoolmaster, including the entire world around him, did not have the answers. And they still, to this day, do not have the answers. And this is why I wanted to do another show with Tiranya tonight, to give you more information on what really is going on. Adam's spirit could not regenerate appropriately because he was much too smart for his own good, and from a more intellectual generation, he did not buy into archaic religious teaching. His mother did suffocate him mentally.
So the act of killing one's mother and father becomes subject matter for confused teens today. Ay, ay, ay.
That's what it
is. And you got finances. Aha, finances. Again and again. It's the guardians of, if you have a mentally ill child or not, who are searching greatly for rehabilitation centers. And I'm not against that when in certain cases there are those who do need it. But they're like, they're warlike with these collateral companies and medical care organizations. And a lot of them are even a scam. On the other hand, check this out, confirming it is mostly in the mom and dad's hands after all. And given the details from so many American nonprofit organizations, they said that by 2010, the sum of our mental community beds in the U.S. had dropped to the position of the way it was last seen in the 1850s. So that's about 14 per 100,000 people. Nevertheless, where has it still gotten us? So they say since 1955, the top of psychiatric medical care has been ruling 95% of the population's general institution bedding for people with sensitive and never-ending uncompromising mental illnesses. Wait a minute. So my take is that they are throwing out the bedding, and they're giving more authority to the meds. They're sending those people home with these medications. You can't give someone crazy medicine or someone with an addictive personality drugs to only make them more demented.
Now you understand that what they're trying to do is to correct something they have created, but they don't even know where to start because they lost the spirit. They have no clue of the human spirit. You know, Adam was far from being stupid. He planned everything. Well, let me give you an understanding of a combination of all the stars above. Okay, they created two very different beings. Adam was born earthy, rational, planning with a saturnine, what I call dark matter for the scientists who cannot understand my work. And his mother, Nancy, was a total opposite. She was afflicted by a Neptunian deceptive energy. Okay, I use this synonym to classify the cosmic energy to the scientists because they cannot assimilate my teachings just yet. Let me give you this example. Maybe you'll understand me better. This way you will be able to assimilate the power of Saturn. Saturn was engineering. Again, it's practical, it's rational, it's political, it's mathematical, it's down to earth. Its energy is nothing else than physical. Now, if you're UCI, or the set of stars you inherited at birth is loaded with Saturn, chances are you would appreciate classical music. You will aim and trust for scientific explanation instead of digging into metaphysics. You are the perfect candidate to become a scientist, an atheist, an agnostic, a skeptic, or a mathematician. You are prone to get traditionally educated, not realizing yet the big difference between education and intelligence because you were programmed by the cosmic code to use an overdose of critical thinking in all matters. Now, this does not make you stupid. That's why when I said you're unconscious, don't take it as an offense. You're intelligent. You just have been programmed in the education box you can't relate and trust, so to speak. Well, curiosity is not a natural talent, and that's a problem. Now, if you know someone born in November, I'm sure you have friends or family member born in November. As a rule, all people born in November are born with a logistic mind. Now, the female Scorpio is much more spiritual. In fact, she's a witch, a white witch. But she can also become trapped in the education box because the mental process is very structural. The mental process is intensively codified naturally, would it be in finance, religion, science, and with their natural fixity of purpose, it's enrichable. It's outside of their logic, and that's why they cannot enter the archetypal realm of consciousness or the intuitional domain of my expertise in astropsychology. Meantime, if they were to make a little effort, oh my gosh, they'll be the first one to realize that I know what I'm talking about and fix the problem.
Okay, from Eric Harris, Duane Clay Boyd, also known as Columbine, Siang Hui Chow, Jared Lofner, James Holmes, Jacob Roberts, now Adam Lanza, all adolescent males suffering from the misfortune of not given the chance to learn about his UCI, his fate, and became a robot of the worst manifestation of the powerful and emotional stars he inherited and ended up taking the lives of others. All the doctors, scientists, law enforcement says that those who destroy are left untreated most of the time. But what about those who are treated with medication and still end up killing? You know, they say it's not about access to weapons, but what about the September 13th, 1994 federal assault 10-year weapons ban? And boom, then Columbine happened. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to agree with Rapper Ice-T on this one. We'll get rid of our guns when everyone else gets rid of theirs, yes? And of course, it's part of our physical makeup and health. The right to bear arms, Amendment 2, it's true, the final cut for our protection system against any kind of domination over us all. And even he said, it's not the hunt that hunt. After all, it's the control over media, the banking, the politicians, the lawmakers, the judges, the technology, our weather, our frequencies, our food, our life, our religion, our knowledge, our military, gun trade, education, counter movement, space, our celebrities, our future. They control you. You, are you going to let them control your own thoughts?
I understand, and this is why we will not let go our guns, and we'll be able to protect ourselves from anything or anybody or the government for that matter. You know, in reference to Nancy Lanza, she was not a teacher, as some media had said, okay? She was a damn teacher at home. She was his teacher, and that's something that cost her life, of course, and to be killed first, on top of that. Adam Spirits was jailed at home for years by an overprotective but delusive mother and forcing the puritanical Virgo and Pisces energy. Adam could not figure this out. He tried, he could not. He was also constricted by his own metal cancer dragon tail, which is negative, piercing the fourth house of the home area. There he was endlessly suffocated with religious material, fearful imagination, apocalyptic, God knows what the mother was saying and crying every day, producing the worst Pisces position any soul can inherit. The chance of Nancy ingesting legal or illegal drugs, or alcohol, even antidepressant, as I mentioned earlier, are 500% because astral psychology don't lie. Now, it is said, if you read the article, despite whatever problem Nancy Lanza might have been facing behind closed door, on the outside she kept a cheerful face. Several people who knew her well said she was incredibly social and warm. Now, several nights a week, I repeat, several nights a week, she got takeout from the My Place bar in Newtown. Repeat, several nights a week, she got taken out from My Place bar in town. Doesn't it tell you that a Pisces tail drinks like a fish, takes drugs like a crazy, and is a lunatic, and she comes back home completely drunk and starts to go insane, and you have a dragon set in Capricorn, genius kid who cannot figure out a mother? He wanted to end it up. End it all. Born with a very rational, genius-like Capricorn dragon, Adam was not allowed to reach the right highly spiritual, visionary, cosmic information he needed to survive dementia. His spirit drowned into his mother, Neptunian Pisces dragon, which endlessly cursed his own subconscious 12 hours. On top of that, her tail was in Adam 12 houses, neutralizing the subconscious. Pisces tail souls are famous for their endless tears and complaints. Any Pisces is that way. I'm a Pisces, but I was born in February, so I'm a little bit of a stronger Pisces, okay? The constant spiritual degeneration took place at the subconscious level first, and Adam himself consumed the very nefarious drugs that was blurring his already depleted psyche. Of course, in his very controlled media, pointing out Dr. Terry's truth or the pharmaceutical corporation is not a big no. It's a big no-no, because science needs them to survive. They're not going to tell you he used drugs. That would bring the drug industry responsible. They're telling you what the hell you want to hear, whatever you can hear. God thinks you have Dr. Cherry.
Like I said, they control the media. So there you have it, folks. Says Dominique Bourguet, a forensic psychiatrist at the University of Ottawa. She studied parasite for many years, and she says it's about treatment. With the killing of mothers, she says those who are sick often strike out at the people most loving to them. You know what? Yeah, it's about treatment, but it's about our kids getting the appropriate celestial sum of our infinite series, and this makes for an illuminated wisdom towards a better planet.
You know what, Jordan, I can only repeat myself. The 20 children, the bachelor of adults, Adam, Nancy, and all the killers and their victim of the past and the future are the victim of the elites, the experts regimenting and controlling a less than inadequate, stubborn education system. What saddened me the most is, regardless of my endless effort to reach all of you via my, and all of them, all the elites on my sacred list, they have still not badge, and they are all unwilling to give me a chance or even recognize God's cosmic tools. They were not trained that way. Mostly, the sign he designed for humanity, were at the very beginning, he created the stars and the heavens so that they would be used as signs so you and your children may live that safer and more productive life. How many times do I have to repeat myself? You cannot separate or educate the children on the physical, and you cannot separate the physics from the spirit. A child is in serious need of spiritual food, and I hope for you, if you really cut our message tonight, with our passion and our dedication, mention this show. This show will be archived very soon, okay? Please let all the people know about it. Well, we come at the end of this show. We shall see you next week. Good night, everybody.
Next Wednesday night. Happy solstice, folks. Blessings for the new year.
And a wonderful, we're wishing all of you a wonderful new year. Good night, everybody.
Good night, people.